to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGillick.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your home of the Jackets, Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Here's Sod, and he finds Ryan Johansson with a shot, and they say no, that one didn't go in.
Linesman calls
now,
it
yeah.
in.
The referee said no, and the other three officials said yes.
Why?
And so three is greater than one. That's a goal for Ryan Johansson, and the Blue Jackets score with 6.9 seconds remaining in what has turned out to be a wild shootout first period.
Too bad he didn't have a better goal than that in the preseason.
I talked over you there, Bob. You missed your goal line.
Are you kidding me? Don't be afraid to ask me what calls to use, because I could find one better than that for sure.
Okay,
no question. Not you, just in general. I'm just preaching to the choir.
You are.
But guess what? He did score that goal. He scored more than just that goal in the preseason. And he had a great number of points and is right in the middle of that number one line for the Blue Jackets. Ryan Johansson joins us on the Inside Edge. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Was that you hesitating if I scored or not there, Bobby?
Well, he did.
Yes, I did. Wait a minute. Did the referee on the goal line wave it off? You remember, it was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think
he waved it off. My job is to look at him and make sure that he's saying that it's in. And he says it's not in. And then I look around, and his three bozo buddies back there are all coming over and going, "You're an idiot."
That's a fine,
Bob.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, did I? Is that a fine?
Okay, yeah.
That guy probably will never work in the league again.
Cha-ching.
It's only if somebody taped it. Erase the tape.
Right.
Anyway, Ryan.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing is the really important question, because after the preseason, you went up to Cleveland with the team. You didn't skate with the team the first day. So that is the big question. How you doing?
I'm great, man. It was just, you know, one of those days where, you know, just rest up the body one more day before we really kick in gear here. And, you know, I was out there today and felt 100%. So, you know, it'll be exciting watching the game start up today and the season get started, and then have our opportunity to get off to a good start Friday night.
Did you guys have fun at Cleveland?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was just good to get away for a couple of days. You get away from the scene of everyday camp grinding and go up and have a couple of meals together. We brought in a comedian the one night and just kind of relax with the guys and have some fun before we really get that focus on winning hockey games.
Now, you guys seem, from where me and Bob sit, you guys just seem to get along so great. Is that continued right from last year?
Yeah, I think so. For sure, you guys would see it firsthand, too. You guys are always in the room, and just the way the group of characters we have in our room and how we work for each other on and off the ice, and, you know, whether we're golfing or whatever, visiting each other in the off season. You look at guys who traveled all around the country to support each other for charity events and just things like that. It's we got such a great group, which is gonna, you know, make this year even that much more fun when we're having success.
Well, we're gonna have your line mate on here in a couple of minutes, but I want to ask you, because you've been here, your career has been as a Columbus Blue Jacket. Brandon Saad comes in, and a lot of the question from the outside was, well, how will he fit in? They've got great players, but how is he going to fit in? Hey, we saw how you guys fit together on the ice, but let's go off the ice. And you have a guy like this, a young superstar, two Stanley Cup champion guy coming in. How has he fit in with this group?
You know, he's been great, and I loved what Foligno said about him the other day, just how, you know, a lot of guys, when they sign these big contracts, you know, maybe their swagger gets a little too big or things like that. And he's just had one focus, and that's about coming in and making a good impression with his new team and just working his hardest and playing his game. And you know, I think that's what I like about him most so far is, you know, you're going to get out of him every single day. And it's been so early when you can recognize that from a player. It's pretty special. So, I can't wait to play 82 games with the guy.
How fired up are you? Tonight is opening night. You got the Canadians playing the Leafs. You got the Rangers playing the Blackhawks. Are you watching hockey? Are you feeling this right now?
Yeah, you know, that's funny. I've had some friends ask me if I watch hockey games during the season and stuff, and tonight is definitely one of those nights where I like to watch hockey. Usually don't, but, you know, I think, you know, you're just itching to get out there and get this started. So, and especially since the Rangers are playing tonight, it'll be good just to watch their game and maybe some of their tendencies or some line matchups or just things like that. As a centerman, watch some face-offs and whatnot. So, you know, I'll be tuning into the Rangers Chicago game for sure.
Talking with Ryan Johansson of the Blue Jackets, and Ryan, we talked about your preseason and how well you played with Nick and with Brandon. But during the regular season, it's no secret. I mean, teams are going now, especially that they've seen you play in the preseason, they're going to step it up against you. You're going to get the top defensive pairing on every team. You're going to get checked a lot harder than you got in the preseason. But just having that experience of those couple of games, what does that tell you about how you guys are going to be able to operate even when the stakes get higher?
Well, that's awesome. That's what we want. I think that's every good player's, you know, that's what every good player kind of wants at the professional level. They want to be challenged. They want to be recognized for being a great hockey player. And when you're getting matched up against the best, and then when you're being successful, you know, you get that kind of pat on the back, like, wow, you know, it's a great job you're doing it against the best players in the world. So, you know, I love that challenge, and it is a big challenge because there are a lot of great hockey players in this league, and it'll be a lot of nights that'll players will make it difficult on us. But, you know, that makes it that much more of a challenge to bring your best every night, and something that I'm looking forward to hopefully playing an 82-game season and having those obstacles to go through.
Ryan, there's a lot of young centermen in this league that beg for wingers like you have in Nick Foligno and Brandon Saad. And take us down on the ice when you get to jump over the boards with these guys, because it just looks like a whole lot of fun.
That's it right there. That's what I was going to say. You know, just comes first word comes to me and seems to you too. We just have fun, you know. We know if we go there and just work our hardest and help work for each other and make those smart decisions that we're going to have success. And then, you know, that's exactly it. We're just talking right now how we're excited for the season. Just can't wait to get out there and have some fun.
Finally, what do you think of your captain? You know, Nick got that job. I mean, he's still the same guy, but now he's that bona fide leader. I guess you're supposed to look at him a little bit differently or treat him differently. Is that just a bunch of bunk that you guys say for all of us, or what's the deal?
You know what? We try our best to treat him the same, but you do definitely have that a little more of a respect factor for him now, and obviously being our captain, and Fliggy's not going to change. He's still got that great personality that we all love, but we like to mess around with him a lot. But it's different seeing his captain side, but. That's been a huge addition, I think, to our team, and just seeing how captains made a difference and stuff for our hockey club and just little things already before the season started. So it's great. We were able to see him come out and be that go-to guy for us and lead us on the way.
All right. Rangers and Blackhawks are hitting the ice for pregame warm-up. So we'll let you go and get ready to watch that game and do your studies. There's probably a quiz
like
first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ryan, what should I do tonight? Should I watch that game, or should I DVR that game and watch the baseball playoff game tonight?
Is it the Blue Jays? Who's playing?
No, it's Pirates Cubs.
I don't even know. Watch the hockey game.
Blue Jays, you get the Blue Jays Friday afternoon, which is not that's not helping you at all. Well, maybe it is. After the morning skate, you can catch a couple innings before you come back.
No, that's pregame nap time. You know that.
I do know that. Ryan, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we'll see you at the rink tomorrow. That's Ryan Johansson of the Blue Jackets joining us here on the Inside Edge. Coming up next, we're going to get his line mate, Brandon Saad, as we continue on 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, this is Chris Billman on your flagship station for Ohio State football.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
97.1 The Fan.
I never realized how important my hair was until I started losing it. I'm 30 years old, confident, active, and then it happened. A friend made a joke about my thinning hair. My wife said it was no big deal, but it was too late. My confidence was gone. I started scrambling to wear hats, buy expensive shampoos, and even contemplated shaving my head. Crazy, I know. Then I heard an ad from Roxy Plastic Surgery. They were talking about the new NeoGraft hair transplant procedure. I was skeptical at first, but I started doing some research at RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. Dr. Roxanne Gorawi is a board-certified surgeon and an expert in NeoGraft hair transplantation. I scheduled a free consultation in their men's lounge, and Dr. Gorawi immediately made me feel comfortable. She explained the NeoGraft procedure in detail and answered all my questions. Now with my full head of hair, I feel more confident than ever. Turns out, it really was a big deal to my wife. So guys, it's time to get your confidence back.
For more details about NeoGraft hair transplantation at Roxy Plastic Surgery, visit RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. That's RoxyPlasticSurgery.com. Think fast. Think FedEx Ground. Now hiring package handlers for multiple shifts. Starting wage $11.44 or $12.44 an hour. Interested individuals must attend a sort observation prior to applying for this position. For more information, go to WatchAsort.com or call 614-871-WORK. FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer committed to a diverse workforce.
Howdy, folks. This is Dana from TJ's, and if you love breakfast anytime, then you got to come in for our big breakfast special. Get two eggs, choice of potato, two fluffy pancakes, and your choice of bacon or sausage links, just $4.95. That's right, $4.95 anytime. Monday through Friday only. See you soon.
October is Home Safety Month, and your neighborhood Do It Best store reminds you to check and replace batteries in your smoke alarms. If your exterior locks are worn from years of use, replace them with a name you can trust, Quickset. Install the PowerBolt 1000 touchpad electronic deadbolt, available at your local Do It Best store, like Washington's Hardware, with three locations, East Broad Street in Pataskala, 494 West Cherry Street in Sunbury, and on Columbus Road in Centerburg.
The Coach Urban Meyer Call-In Show. Call-In Show. Join the fans Paul Keels and Jim Lachey for in-depth discussion and live calls to Coach Urban Meyer of the Buckeyes. Each Thursday at noon. Your home of the Buckeyes. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, Tom Baudette. These days the internet is full of quizzes to find out what kind of fruit you are or what movie character you're most like or what state you belong in. Well, take it from this tangerine space cop who apparently belongs in Alaska, you won't find any quizzes at Motel6.com. Just lots of clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain. Now let's see, am I more like a mild Swiss or a smoked Gouda? Well, I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Republic Services is a LEED certified organization. Every day, at home, at school, at work, we take care of millions of customers just like you. As a proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Republic Services is excited to show your home, school, and work how resourceful, respectful, reliable, responsible, and relentless we are in our pursuit to protect you and the environment. Republic Services. We'll handle it from here.
Hey, it's Dan Snyder with Homeside, your modern mortgage company. As a proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets, we are offering you the shot of a lifetime for your chance to win your mortgage or rent paid for by Homeside for an entire year. To enter, visit bluejackets.com/homeside or text Homeside to 37664. If you're selected, you'll win tickets to a game and a chance to have your rent or mortgage picked up by Homeside for the next year. Simply text Homeside to 37664 today.
Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 1124061.
Hi, Tom Baudette trying out this Paleolithic diet. You know, the one where you eat the stuff cavemen used to eat? Well, right now I just want to hunt and gather a pizza. For you, on the other hand, I recommend a steady diet of Motel 6, where you can get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Sure beats this cave, not to mention the loincloth, which is draftier than I anticipated. Well, I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
This is The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
Your flagship station for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Brandon Shaw comes in with a backhanded shot, and he scores. He took a stick in the face, powered right through it, and went backhanded top shelf. And the Blue Jackets now lead 3-1. Well, scalp me, shrink my head like a walnut, and roast it on a stick.
Yeah,
not
that was
do that, Bob. But here, how about that goal?
I didn't know that part was on there. Sorry. That was in Nashville. Carter Hutton had just come into the game, and Brandon Saad welcomed him to the game with that backhander top shelf.
That was that was nice. A lot of guys would have flopped around and pretended like their arm was broken.
Right, but not Brandon.
Brandon just took it in and put it in the top of the net.
Absolutely. Off the backhand with authority. And right now we are joined by the newest Blue Jackets forward, Brandon Saad. Brandon, thanks for coming on with us tonight. We appreciate it. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Well, what have the last couple of days been like for you? I mean, this whole training camp, for the first time in your career, you come to a different city, you've got different teammates. I mean, your old club is getting ready to start the season tonight. You don't get to start it until Friday. I guess that you've kind of settled into all of that, but was the preseason a whirlwind for you at all?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think coming into a new team, it's always something new, and you meet new faces and learning the guys. Especially in camp when there's we had about 60 players or so. So as it trimmed down, you start to get more familiar with your actual teammates and who's going to be on the team. And then the past few days, our trip to Cleveland, our team bonding was a lot of fun. So it's been good so far. I know we're all excited for out of here.
Brandon, I just want to quickly look back at last year. I'm just watching the Blackhawks come out and do their thing, and I know you're here with these guys now, but this has got to be one of those nights where you're just so proud of what you did last year. But that group that you left behind, I'm sure that, you know, there's mixed emotions this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they had their ring ceremony actually last week. And you see stuff online and things like that. So this time of the year, it's maybe a little emotional. But at the same time, it's been nothing but great here so far. So last year is a different season. And it's something to celebrate your championship. But at the same time, it's a new year. And really excited about what we can do with our team here.
Are you excited about this group, or is there something that's surprised you at how kind of this is a close-knit group for where me and Bob sit? We see these guys that they really enjoy being around each other. Do you notice that? Is that something that surprised you with these Columbus Blue Jackets?
Yeah, that's something I realized right off the bat is coming in and how close-knit of a group it is. And really, it helps for a new player coming in. It really makes it a seamless transition. So. Coming in, the guys have welcomed me with open arms, and just to see how close they are at the rink and then hanging out outside the rink, too. So it's been great so far, and I know it's only going to get better, so it's exciting.
We're talking with Brandon Saad of the Blue Jackets. And, Brandon, when you came here, a lot of people in my business, not so much. I don't even count Jody as being in this business. He's still a player
at
heart.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
still a player at heart.
No, I've let it go.
But you're very objective. I hope I'm very objective, too. But a lot of people started right away, well, you know, he's played with Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa, Patrick Kane. You know, is he going to be able to fit in? Will he still be the standout player that he was with the Blackhawks with the Columbus Blue Jackets and not playing with those guys that I just mentioned? And I would hope that the preseason that you just had would answer a lot of those questions. In fact, put those questions away forever, the way you meshed with Ryan Johansson and Nick Foligno on your line. Can you tell me just a little bit about that chemistry and what you found out about those two guys over the course of the last 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, those guys have been great as well. I'm actually I'm neighbors with Foligno, so meeting him right off the bat, and him being the captain, he helps out probably the most. So those two players, they speak for themselves on the ice and how they play and how much skill they have. So coming in, I knew I was going to be in a good setup and getting to start off the season with them. So preseason's been a lot of fun. We still know we got a lot of work to do, and that it doesn't mean anything now. So I know we're all looking forward to, especially us as a line, talking to getting the regular season going and to keep proving ourselves every day. So those two players, tremendous skill, tremendous guys, and it's been a good start so far, and we're looking to have a lot of fun this season.
Can you compare Ryan Johansson at all with Jonathan Toews? I know they're not the same kind of player, and I know Jonathan Toews has, you know, climbed to the top of the mountain in the NHL a couple of times now as the captain of his team. But are there any similarities in the way that Ryan plays that you can see, or some things that Ryan Johansson will do for you that were the same as what Jonathan Toews did for you?
Yeah, I think you can always make some comparisons with great players in the league. Everyone does little things differently, and obviously Taser's resume speaks for itself. But coming in and playing with Joey, I didn't know how big he was until you really get next to him. So he's a big guy, protects the puck well, and can make plays, and he's got a tremendous shot. So I think all that's shown throughout the preseason, and you play against the guy a few times a year and get to learn about him, but nothing to you on his team. So getting to see him every day and see how he operates, and then in the games, you see some of the goals he has, or highlight goals. So He's going to be a lot of fun to play with. And I guess you can compare the way they're both at center and they both move the puck well. So obviously they can finish the puck as well, but the way they move the puck and the way they read the game, it's incredible.
Brandon, you obviously have some leadership qualities. You've won two Stanley Cups. You're a young man. But is there a player or a couple players that you've maybe played with or looked up to as a young man that you try to emulate or that you've taken knowledge from and been like, you know, this is how you be a pro?
Well, yeah, I think Jonathan Tay has helped me out a lot going in there and playing with him. And another guy is Marian Hossa, who a little bit older and a guy I looked up to as a younger kid. He's been around a long time. And with the success he's had and the type of player he is with playing both ends of the ice and still producing offensively and being one of those Premier League players is someone who I really looked up to and I guess you can say try to emulate my game after. And as a kid, I've always wanted to be a two-way player, and then getting to the NHL, you never really know what your role is going to be, but being around guys like that do the right things and really prepare themselves every day. And you see Hossa kind of getting up in age and still doing the things he's doing. He's really someone to look up to, and I was fortunate to be around him for a few years and be a sponge and learn his habits and take in as much as I can. So he's been a big help.
And now you walk into a new room, and I know it's your first time being traded and being with a new group. So, I mean, is there things that stick out already that maybe you're hesitant to talk about? I mean, I know it's a tough question because I've been there, and you sit there, and you don't want to be the guy that speaks up and try to be the hero in the room, but you do have leadership. These games are going to start. You know, is it going to be hard to jump in and be that guy and assert yourself, maybe not just by showing it, but by saying it in the locker room when it needs to be said?
Yeah, I think coming in as a new guy, it's pretty much been sit back and observe and listen and talking with the coaches and talk with Fliggy there a little bit. And he does a great job of leading our group by himself. So just coming in and talking about different things and how teams operate and things like that, it's really just sharing my knowledge of being around a good team and the team that's had success, and then coming to this team who's on the verge of it and really – the confidence in the room and the excitement, it's really fun to be a part of. So words-wise, not too much. I know it's something that's talked about a little bit more behind the scenes rather than in front of the whole group, but the guys have been great, and just having conversation, getting to know each other, it's been great.
Talking with Brandon Saad of the Blue Jackets, and last evening I was sitting around, I was looking at Twitter to see what was going on with you guys because you've been up in Cleveland the last few days, as we have said. And you went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday, and I found this neat little video that I'm sure that you know that's out there because you've probably been told about it a million times, but you were playing the piano while the team, and I say the team with quotation marks because it was basically Nick Foligno, was singing Billy Joel's The Piano Man. Now, that was not a player piano. You were really doing that, right?
Yeah, I was really doing it. Actually, like I said, being neighbors with Sliggy there, having dinner at his house and talking about things and hobbies. And I mentioned I played the piano when I was a younger kid. So he called me out in front of the boys and made me get up there. So I was a little nerve-wracking at the time. But they sang along, and it was pretty fun.
Now, do you have a piano in your place here?
I have a keyboard, actually, because I had an apartment in Chicago. So it's just a small keyboard. But now that I have a house now, I'm definitely going to look forward to buying a real one.
So if things go the way that you guys want them to go, you think there could be maybe a couple of sing-alongs at your place throughout the course of the year or what?
Yeah, I would hope so. as long as we're winning, I'm sure everything will go well.
I think Jody and I would battle to play chopsticks on the piano.
Yeah, let alone you need to learn a few more songs. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
So tonight, I asked Ryan Johansson, well, we asked him if he was going to watch hockey. I don't know if you have a bigger decision tonight or not, because you got the Rangers you're going to play on Friday. They're playing tonight. You are from Pittsburgh. The Pirates are playing a playoff game tonight against the Cubs.
Yeah.
What are you doing with this?
I'm actually, I might watch a little bit of a hockey game, but I think majority is definitely, I'm pretty excited about the baseball game, especially being in Pittsburgh. So it's exciting for the city. And I know the past few years they've been close and making the playoffs and losing them first round, and in the wild card game last year. It was tough against San Francisco there. So it'll be exciting tonight, though, for sure.
And you and Neil Walker, the second baseman for the Pirates, you come from the same area, right?
Yeah. We actually we went to the same high school. He's older, so I missed him. We didn't go at the same time, but from the same area, same school district.
All right. Well, Jody was picking on me when I walked in for having my Pirates shirt and hat on.
No,
today,
I wasn't picking on you. I just said, are the Pirates playing? And Brandon, you got to understand, Bob's from Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And I got a picture last week from Freddie Modine, who was on a hockey trip with him, and the Steelers were playing, and Bob had a hat, a bomber jacket, a shirt, all Steelers stuff. And we kind of made fun of him there. But tonight he's got the hat, the Pirates pants, the shirt, the bandana.
I have shorts on. Come on, just regular
shoes, socks. Woo!
No, that's Pittsburghers for you.
Thank
you. There
you
go.
Thank you.
Fans. Yeah.
Thank you. But Brandon, I can honestly tell you I have no Penguin stuff anywhere to be found.
That's
anywhere.
What I like to hear.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. There.
Your fingers are crossed.
No, they are not. Ah, this guy. Brandon, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
And thanks for backing me up on that. But, yes, thank you for being on the show tonight. We really look forward to watching you guys play starting on Friday night. I'm sure it's going to be great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
All right, that's Brandon Sod of the Blue Jackets. See?
Yens over there
Yens,
in Pittsburgh.
Yens pick on me all yens want to, babe. Brandon Sod's going to be backing me up.
I'll see Yens in the parking lot outside.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Penguins, kind of, because we're going to talk about the Metropolitan Division, how it shakes up, who made changes, who didn't, and how are the Blue Jackets going to fare. We're going to talk about all of that next as the Inside Edge continues on 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, it's Chris Spielman.
Hi, it's Chris Spielman.
Make sure you listen each Monday at noon for Spielman on Sports. Your home of the Buckeyes. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's Benny Wells here again for Aaron's. I've already told you that Aaron's makes it easy to own and that they've got all the top brand name furniture, electronics, and appliances. Now they want to make it easy for you to root for my previous team and your hometown team. Visit any Aaron's location or 971thefan.com, fan word Aaron's, to register either win tickets to the conference championship game in Indianapolis or season tickets to all home games on campus in 2016. Aaron's makes it easy.
Chris Spielman and Mark Lobb here for your hometown team, Byers Mazda.
Stop in and test drive a new Mazda today.
Mazda vehicles combine style and performance with great fuel economy.
And at Byers Mazda, you'll get a premium vehicle without paying a premium price.
And you know, Mark, these Mazdas are just fun to drive.
I agree, Chris. And with 0% financing, the time to buy or lease a new Mazda is now.
Hurry into Byers Dublin Mazda now at I-270 and Sawmill Road on Billingsley Road. Just look for the giant windmill and see why our deals blow the competitors' deals away. Or find us on the web at ByersMazda.com.
At Marathon, we're fueling the American spirit. And right now, that spirit is focused on savings. From now through September 30th, you can use your Marathon Visa card to earn double rebates and save up to 50 cents per gallon. It's our way of fueling your car, your passion, and your wallet. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Subject to credit approval, the Marathon Visa card is issued by Comenity Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. Rebate program is provided by Marathon, which is responsible for the program's operation. Marathon may change the terms of the program at any time.
Carpenter and Anthony Rothman break down what Coach Meyer expects on game day. Each Monday at 1:15 p.m.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
There aren't many things in life that are easy. There's easy listening music, easy chairs, easy money. But did you know that you can enjoy all three while getting rid of your old energy-wasting refrigerator? You can schedule a pickup without moving from your easy chair. We'll haul it away and even pay you for it. So go ahead, take it easy, and let us take it from here.
To schedule your free home pickup with AEP Ohio and get $50, visit AEPOhio.com/wasteless. That's AEPOhio.com/wasteless. Free pickup and $50 for your old fridge? Now that's easy.
This is Mike Weens, president of Care Heating and Cooling, with our customer, Shelley Meyer.
Mike, last year, CARE pledged to make a contribution to the Meyer Family Fund for Cancer Research, and it was tremendous. Your donation was a huge help in the foundation's goals of funding research through innovative ideas, novel therapies, and state-of-the-art technology.
Shelley, that's great. We could not be more proud to support such a worthy foundation. Everyone knows someone affected by cancer. To help find a cure, CARE will again be making a contribution to your cancer research fund.
That's right. For every service call CARE runs from now through the end of the year, CARE will make a donation to the Meyer Family Fund for Cancer Research.
To learn more and to schedule a service call, go to careheatingandcooling.com. And Shelley, the safety of our customers is another big concern of ours. That's why whenever Care services a gas furnace, we run a computerized carbon monoxide testing analysis at no additional charge.
Wow, Mike, your company really does care.
Shelley, that's what we do. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Hello, Jay Burson here, avid golfer and member at York Golf Club. I'm here to tell you about York's unbeatable no-dues fall golf promotion. It means you can join York Golf Club today for one unbelievably low price and play all the golf you want with no membership fees until March of 2016. And if you haven't played York since the completion of their $1 million golf course renovation, visit YorkGolfClubOnline.com for details on how to arrange a test round. And I'll see you on the course.
All guests that appear on the Fan Guest Hotline are sponsored by Bobby Lehman Chevrolet, your home of the Buckeyes. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
You are listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McGilligan.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
I got to let that play.
Yeah, no question.
They are dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. Nothing's cheap anymore. It costs. Oh, my goodness. The Inside Edge. The Inside Edge. Bob McGilligan, Jody Shelley. Debut for the season for this show. And the regular season will start for the Blue Jackets coming up on Friday. You wouldn't think it's the first show. You'd think it's the last show we're ever going to do.
Why?
No, I'm just teasing. Did have a question here earlier from on Twitter from CBJ or Die. I, you know, we didn't get to talk about the Blue Jackets defense, so let me ask this question and we'll go from there. It says, what do you guys predict that Jack Johnson's plus minus will be this season? Can it be as awful as last year's? I'm going to start by answering that and saying, I don't care what it was last year. I find that plus minus, and maybe I'm totally out of my element here, but I don't care because Jack Johnson, to me, is a minute eater. He's a guy that's going to be out there in big situations. He's, you know why, his plus minus gets affected sometimes? Because he's playing twice as much as everybody else, for crying out loud, you know? He's a big guy.
He's playing against Sidney Crosby, right, and the best. So
I would put that guy out there at any time. If the team wins, I don't care if he's minus 110,
hey,
if they win.
What happens if they take him out of the lineup? Well, massive hole.
It depends who you ask.
Massive?
It depends if you ask a guy with a pencil and paper and a computer next to him, or if you ask somebody.
Oh, no,
like
he's it'll be better. That's my answer.
I think it will be better.
I didn't know we were taking questions.
Well, that just leads me into where I want to go. Defense. This is one of those things where everybody in the league, the other people in the league are saying, well, the Blue Jackets got way better up front. They've got a great goaltender. But that defense, oh, that
who
defense.
Who said that? You sound like Doc Emmerich.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. He would say, oh, that defense. Oh.
Keep going.
No, I can't. But, you know, everybody's on the defense. We're around these guys every day, so we're partial to them, and I get that, and I know that, but I think this group is underrated, and I think they are going to open people's eyes. Am I wrong?
No, but you got to look at it like this, too, and we've had this discussion. It's not defense, play your thing, forwards, and then, you know, hope the puck gets out, goalie. They don't play separate. There's six guys on the ice, including the goalie, that in the defensive zone, guess what? This team especially, look at the centermen. You're talking about four great centermen. Big part of the centerman's job is to play defense. So that complements the defensemen. Not that they need help. I love them as pairs. I think they're solid. I like what they do. Now, those defensemen, I don't care who you put down there, they better work well with Sergei Bobrovsky. Because, Bob, we see him all the time talking to the defensemen, communicating. There's always a plan. There's always something to execute in the defensive zone. Bobrovsky works great with those 7 or 8 D that the Blue Jackets have. Plus, you throw in Wennberg, Johansson, Dubinsky, Campbell, Foligno, the guys in the defensive zone, the centermen that are down there playing. Guess what? You have got a solid unit every time on the ice in the defensive zone. And I loved it when they called out the defensemen this year because guess what? They have nothing else. This team is in a spot right now going into the regular season where they have legit legs under them as far as how good they are. So If they want to say that, sure, you'd love to get a Carlson out of Ottawa who can skate like the wind and score goals on the power play. Who wouldn't want that? But you're not going to get it right now. So take Ryan Murray. Hopefully he has a great season. He's going to play more than 12 games this season, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bonus for the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's all good back there.
All right. Today, the Hockey News brought out their playoff predictions. And they had,
oh, baby.
Now, listen, they had five teams going from the Metropolitan Division and three out of the Atlantic Division. The Blue Jackets were one of the five, and they were actually slotted fourth ahead of Pittsburgh. Washington, they did some things during the summer. I think they're a good team. The Rangers, some people say the Rangers fall off a little bit, but you know what? They're still the Rangers. Until they show that there's weakness, I've got to believe that they're still the New York Rangers, and they're going to be good. I still don't think the Flyers are there. I don't think the Flyers are there yet, and I don't think New Jersey's not, and Carolina is certainly not. But what do you think? How do the Blue Jackets in Pittsburgh? They got Kessel, but are they overall better or not? Here, we've got 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, what can you tell me about the Metropolitan Division?
Metropolitan Division is definitely improved. There's some teams to worry about, but there's not a team like the Blue Jackets who, okay, I love, put as many teams as you want ahead of them. That favors the Blue Jackets because nobody wants to play against this team, and it's because the four-line depth, it's because of the goaltending, it's because of the system. They have a relentless style, and they don't have one superstar to wait to save the day, and I love that. If you're a part of a team, you want to be a part of this team because, listen, you're just as important as the other guy as far as what you're going to do every shift. The value is there. It's just that all-encompassing team atmosphere. And if you're a fan sitting and watching this team, I sound like I'm in sales right now, but honestly, I want to sit there and watch a team work hard, and if they come up short on once in a, or whenever, if they come short in a game, at least they busted it all night long, and they took a huge bite out of the opposition. And I think that's what the Blue Jackets have, and they've developed a little reputation around the league, and that's why there's been noise made. Credit Jarmo Kekalainen. I don't know how he got quietly. He got Brandon Saad, but that is awesome.
Yeah, it was extremely quiet, like off the grid quiet. And he got that, and it is awesome.
That wasn't 2 minutes. That was only 10 seconds.
No, actually it was almost a minute 20. But the Islanders are the other team that I forgot. And I agree with those five teams making it out of this division. And I still think that there's, you know, to me, the Islanders are still, depends how good their goalie is.
Their predictions. I mean, last year's predictions.
I know. It's opening day. You talk about predictions opening day, and then I won't talk about them anymore.
I know
what it all is. I want to be able to come back after 82 games and say, I was right. Somebody else was wrong.
What? You've been here a long time covering this team. How many years now?
This will be my seventh season.
Seven seasons.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this team?
Great.
Okay.
Great. Best I ever have.
And there's no...
And I came here the year after the Detroit playoff series, and I thought I was getting here at the right time, and 2 years later, you know, the wheels had fallen off the cart. This is great. It has been built. I've been here long enough to watch it be built now and watch what it is, and I'm excited, and you're excited, and we're out of time. And that'll do it for the Inside Edge. Opening night is coming up on Friday night. Plaza Party starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Thanks for listening. 97.1 The Fan.
Has been the Inside Edge with Joey Shelley and Bob McGillicuddy.
And I got two words for you. Game over.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
On your flagship station for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Hello?
Hey, I have something to add to the list.
What's that?
Diamond Crystal Salt for the water softener.
But we're back to school shopping.
Right, but Diamond Crystal Salt helps keep your hair softer. It even helps extend the life of our pipes and appliances.
But we're at the shoe store, not the home improvement store. That's your errand.
Couldn't the kids use a nice pair of work boots?
Honey.
A shiny back to school shovel?
Funny. See you when you get home with some Diamond Crystal Salt.
Diamond Crystal Salt. A brilliant choice since 1886.
Some things are just a mystery, like what is polysorbate 80 and why is it in other fast food? And what happened to polysorbates 1 through 79? At Chipotle, we serve food with names, not numbers. Chipotle. Mystery free.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's working through the unexpected surprises that spring up with every project. It's character, and it isn't rattled by a little thing like a dead battery. Especially when you can get a new one online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in store just 30 minutes later. We'll even install it for free so you can get back to fixing faster. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Musicians, save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Microphones, $10 each. Mic and instrument cables, three for $20. A four-channel PA system for just $149. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's Bobby Carpenter. If you're looking for great windows and doors, call APCO. I trust APCO from product to price. They worked on my home. Tell them Bobby sent you and receive 18% off your windows and doors through October. Click APCO.com or call 777-APCO.
Train endurance engineers are an elite group of extremely devoted individuals who stop at nothing to push our heating and cooling units to the brink. That way, when they pick up the pieces, they'll know exactly how to make the train we install in your home even more reliable. Right now, their target is a train furnace unit.
Chopper One, you are in sight.
Their methods may seem unconventional.
Drop that, baby.
But it's because of their tireless efforts that it's hard to stop a train.
The time is ripe for the train fall sales harvest. Buy a qualifying system and choose special financing for 72 months or a trade-in allowance of $1,000. Now through November 15th, experience the reliability of a train and the extraordinary service of a train dealer. Visit traininfo.com to find an independent train dealer near you. That's traininfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
It's hard to stop a train. Really hard.
They met at a party, dated for 3 weeks, and decided to get married. "This is crazy," she said. So they waited an extra week. He bought an engagement ring at Leo Alfred Jewelers because they were in a hurry and he couldn't afford to make a mistake. That was 23 years ago. "Another 2 years," he says, "and I'll get her something big. You know, if the marriage works out." Leo Alfred Jewelers. It's how you know. For more information, visit leoalfred.com.
There's a wrong way to make friends.
You sleeping?
Huh? Who are you?
Just someone who'd like to be your friend.
I'm sleeping. Get out of here. And there's a right way to make friends. Like when you sign up for BP Driver Rewards. You get gas rewards to give to your friends, plus you get to keep some for yourself. Sign up for BP Driver Rewards today. BP. Go your way. Limited time offer. Enter email address of up to 3 friends to all get 25 cents off per gallon up to 20 gallons code or reward. Code valid 30 days. One per member. Non-transferable. No cash value. Single use only. Not valid everywhere. Visit mybpstation.com for details.
Your home for NCAA college football and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan. 97.1 The Fan now returns you to your regularly scheduled sports.
Not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Golic, we have Protection One at our house.
And they protect our home, too.
Best feature for me, mobile control. I use my phone, see what the kids are doing, turn on or off the lights, or just arm and disarm the system anywhere I am.
Best feature for me, Protection One customer service. They have live operators, an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and offer same-day service.
Plus, with a national footprint, they protect nearly 2 million homes and businesses today.
Oh, no, we actually agree. Protection One is the best defensive player pick.
Get a Protection One home security system starting at just $99. Go to protectionone.com/Mike.
The MLB postseason. Get ready for a new chapter in your October diary. 162-game haul, and it's time to leave it all out in the field. But postseason baseball is not just what goes down on a diamond. Postseason baseball is an entire city covered in their team colors. Postseason baseball is watching it go to extras. Postseason baseball is knowing that the commissioner's trophy is somewhere waiting. This is postseason baseball. The division series begins tomorrow. Go to MLB.com/postseason for a full schedule.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. We're about 6 minutes away from first pitch between the Pirates and Cubs in the National League wildcard game on ESPN Radio. Jake Arrieta, Garrett Cole. Arrieta won 22 games, had a .75 ERA after the All-Star break, and it'll be awfully tough to beat him, believes ESPN's Tim Kirkchin.
If he's anything close to the four runs in 88 innings guy, the guy who has the lowest ERA of any pitcher in the final 20 starts of any season since